Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
They would like to have had us sent it over on Christmas Eve so they could dismiss it. Perhaps they don't realize that dismissal is cover-up.
It was a political impeachment. They have said he is impeached for life. This shows the true motivation, I believe, of the other side. It is their dislike for this president and the good work he is doing.
Congressman Doug Collins there following up on Speaker Pelosi's comments. We're fortunate to have Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on the phone this morning. Senator Blunt, good morning.
Good morning, Mark. Nice to be with you.
Absolutely. Thanks for giving us some time today. I guess rules are up next, right?
The rules will probably get to the unique rules will pass for this impeachment trial on Tuesday. What will happen today is the House managers will come over. They will formally present the two articles. They brought them over last night, but they come to the floor. I hope they don't read them, but there might be an opportunity for them to read through all of them. They'll come to the floor and do that. Then we will ask the Chief Justice to come over officially, though he's already obviously been notified we need to do this today. And then at around 2 o'clock, the President Pro Tem of the Senate, Senator Grassley, will swear him in for his unique duties that occur only on this occasion. And then he'll swear in the 100 senators to their responsibility for the next few days. And we'll notify the President. Now, remember, this is the first time the president has officially been asked to participate in this process, and I think it's really important to understand this. Up until now, this has been totally one-sided. The president has not been given the rights that the other two presidents impeached in the last 50 years, or at least go through this part of this House process, were given. He'll be notified today that he or his representatives are invited to come and present his defense to these charges, and that's usually, historically, that's been a 2 or 3, 4 day notification process. Even though the president clearly understands what's going on, as his defenders do, and then next Tuesday we'll pass the rules that Republicans only are ready to vote for, essentially the Clinton rules, and we'll move forward, hearing both sides. But most importantly, hearing the president's side in a fair forum for the first time.
Wow. So you're even referring to them as the Clinton rules. You think they'll pretty much follow the Clinton impeachment
hearing? That'll be the model. There may be a couple of things that will be different. You know, there have been quite a bit of discussion about whether the rules should provide for a moment just to dismiss the charges. I frankly don't think that's necessary. I just heard what Nancy Pelosi said. A dismissal is a cover-up. The president doesn't need a cover-up here. The president needs to be allowed to present his case, and then the Senate will vote in all likelihood. It's hard to imagine the Senate won't vote to acquit him. That is a better vote than a dismissal. There's no need for a cover-up here. The president... on these two articles, every president has been accused by some number of the Congress of exactly what these articles accuse this president of, abusing his power. And believe me, there's not a president who hasn't been accused by some number of members of the Congress of using more power than that person thought the president should have, and not cooperating enough with Congress. They are the weakest charges you could possibly make. They talked about bribery. They talked about quid pro quo. They talked about this or that. None of that is in there in a way that's part of an impeachment charge. because the House was not willing to take the time to make a case. I'd suggest that maybe that it's probably because there was no case to be made. This has been purely political up until now. Now there's a chance for both sides to be heard and senators to, at some point after that, vote.
So, Senator, when we hear about witnesses being called, do you think we're going to see a great number of witnesses? And if so, as Senator Cruz and a few others have suggested, does that open it up to a Joe Biden or a Hunter Biden?
Well, it opens it up to whatever 51 senators are willing to do. You know, in so many ways, Mark, this isn't a trial. And we're not classic jurors. The idea that somehow we're jurors and we have to be sacrosanct here and not have early opinions, there's not a juror who doesn't have a vested interest one way or another in some way in the outcome.
Right.
In a regular court, even though the presiding officer is the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States, half of the jury can overrule what the presiding officer decides to do. This is not a classic. Trial is a bad word. Jury is a bad word. It is a political exercise. Even if it was an exercise where the president should be removed, it is a political exercise. We'll pursue it that way. On the idea of witnesses, whatever witnesses 51 senators are willing to call could be called. And the time to make that decision is when we're insisting we make it, which is after both sides have presented the case they have put together so far. And we should pay just as much attention to the president's side saying we'd like to call these witnesses as we should to the House side saying we'd like to call these witnesses. In fact, I said to a number of reporters yesterday, we should probably pay more attention to the president's request for witnesses because the House had months to call every witness they could think of. And if they fail to do that, they certainly need much less forward-leaning help by the Senate than the president, who hasn't had a chance to present his case, needs. So we'll look at both, whatever witnesses these two sides say they'd like to have, we'll look at those and decide, I would think, at the right point after the presentations have been made, would calling any of these witnesses make a difference in the outcome? And my view is that the answer to that question is no. It's time to end this political process and get back to the business the government is supposed to do rather than what has been a purely political exercise on the part of the House. Not even all the Democrats in the House would vote for these articles of impeachment, not to mention that no Republican was persuaded to vote for them.
You know, Senator Blunt, the Kansas City Star ran a headline suggesting somehow that Republicans are going to block camera access to this trial. That's not the full story, correct?
Not the full story. Not the full story. Under the Senate rules, senators can't talk during the impeachment trial. Now, for some senators, that will be harder than for others. And I wouldn't suggest that it's easy for me to stop talking. But senators can't talk during the impeachment trial. And any debate under the Senate rules is supposed to be at in closed session.
Okay.
This is a hard concept for all of us to deal with, but unless 67 senators decide they want to change that particular rule, we can't change that rule as part of a Clinton rules. Whenever Clinton was impeached, if there was a debate among senators about whether to call witnesses, for instance, that was all done in closed session, and it's hard to imagine this won't follow that same pattern. And the rest of it will be carried on C-SPAN. As the rules chairman, I'm not going to allow cameras to be on the floor in ways that they aren't during a normal day, though 67 senators, I suppose, could say, no, we want cameras on the floor. We want to do something we've never done before in the history of the Senate so we can capture the expression of every senator the things that aren't happening in the presentations. What the American people will see and have every right to see is the presentation of both sides, just like if you tuned into the Senate yesterday, you would have seen everything being discussed on the floor in that open session.
Good. We'll be watching, and we appreciate the insight on that. Senator Roy Blunt, thanks for giving us some time this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.